We spoke to Aidan O'Brien, who has six fillies in the Oaks. We're going to talk now to a trainer who has two. Huey Morrison has both Coquette and Scirocco Star. And I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, Huey. Is it Coquette or is it Coquet?
I think it's Coquette.
Coquette, right.
So, and she... But you would have to ask somebody from Northumberland to get it right.
Right. Yes, I will. I'll do that. But she runs today at Goodwood.
Yeah, we left her in the Oaks on the basis that there's only one Oaks. It's probably going to come too quick for her, and she'd probably have to win today. And you know, she's had a tricky spring, so we're not optimistic of getting there, but we are trying very hard.
John Gosden was saying earlier, actually, how flexible all of you trainers have had to be with your plans. And obviously, it would be tight. Not impossible, but it would be tight. So we'll wait and see how she gets on. Scirocco Star, I see in the Racing Post Weekender, which is on all our tables here, is tipped up as an each-way tip by Paul Keeley at 33-1, saying that she should have won the Swettenham Stud Fillies trial.
Yes. You know, whether she should have won it or not, I think that might be a bit, might imply the jockey should have won. I think it was the way the race was run, and she's, you know, it was only her third run, and we hadn't wound her up from at home. So, and also I instructed him to settle her and come as late as possible. So really, it should be down to me that she probably didn't win, but she ran a very encouraging race that day. And I think if the winner hadn't been there, we would be half the price we are now.
If the winner hadn't been there, you would have won, obviously. You were second. But let's take her as most definitely running, and Coquette possibly. She would be your first runner in the Oaks, wouldn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How excited are you about that and about her long term?
Very excited. She's always shown us a lot at home without ever coming off the bit, really. That's what us trainers try and do, to have classic winners, and we don't get, you know, we tend not to spend a lot of money at the sale, so getting a proper horse from an owner breeder who was basically rejected at the sales is very exciting.
And what would you rate your chances, do you think, with her? Is Paul Keeley right? She's the each way filly in the race at a decent price.
Yeah, I think if the pedigree's right, she should definitely stay. She's got a lot of speed. You know, she was cantering really all over the others until she came off the bit the other day. She can keep that speed up for a mile and a half, then I think she could run a very big race. There's lots of ifs and buts, but she's a pretty good, decent filly, I think.